Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Mattsplaining. On today's episode, I have an expert on who I'm very excited to speak with, a one-of-a-kind expert, in fact. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hello, yes, my name is Sriracha. I am a pigeon. I live in Brighton Beach, well, Brooklyn, New York, America, USA, Earth, and I am an expert on being a pigeon and pigeon things. I am here to dispel. People call us trash bird. They put spikes on things. They hurt our butt. Feed us uncooked rice. It looks so delicious, but explodes our bellies. Why people hate pigeons so much? I'm here to explain why pigeon is bird of love. Oh, you love doves so much. Oh, look at pretty dove. Dove is obvious. So white. Why you think so few dove? Because cat sees. And cat eat dove. Cat don't eat pigeon. Pigeon is blending. Pigeon is smart dove. I will teach you learn to love pigeon today.
Fantastic. I feel like I know quite a bit about pigeons myself. For instance, the connections to doves, a lot of people tend to compare the two because they are so similar. But to your point, the dove is widely known as one of the dumbest birds, only second to the toucan, mostly because the toucan, so much blood has to go into the beak that it just doesn't have the blood capacity to effectively do anything with their brain. But with regards to pigeons, you know, there are a lot of people who review them and see them as vermin, as a form of vermin, but really they're an integral part of the ecosystem in any place that they're in, because they're going to be picking up trash. They're going to be using that trash to build their nests. They're going to be eating the food we don't want, because sometimes you don't want to eat that other half of that hot dog. And there's a pigeon that's out there that is more than willing to take that and eat it.
Mr. Storrs, this is exactly what I'm saying. Yes, we are vermin, but what is wrong with vermin? Vermin is necessary. I'm sorry, continue.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that a lot of people out there, there's a contingent of people who are just generally untrustworthy of birds. They feel that the bird is like on the hierarchy of animals. The mammalian side is got a lot of contenders for very intelligent things. And I think that people feel a little bit of intimidation when it comes to thinking about birds, because there's a demonstration of that intelligence, of that problem-solving skills, such as the crows that can open nuts and use tools. Pigeons, similarly, they can anticipate moves, and they can anticipate your movements, and they can figure out when you're going to drop that food. They're going to figure out the best place to perch and to put their nests to make sure that there's enough warmth for their chicks. Is it chicks with a pigeon's offspring once they've hatched? Is it still chicks, or is that just is that disrespectful?
This is a human word I call is broodkin.
Okay.
Mine broodkin.
Okay, so the broodkin, when the broodkin come, they want to make sure that they're as warm as possible.
When they break forth from the hardened carapace of their oval sac.
Exactly, exactly. The egg, so to speak. And we as humans, with this, you know, insecurity that we have when it comes to birds, I think that, you know, we could do a lot more to help the pigeons. There's the history of carrier pigeons. And I think that everybody's so focused on text messaging and sending their emails and what have you, when I think that there would be a really fun dynamic with people getting into this vintage sort of clothing, vintage store of automobiles, vintage lifestyle, that if we could go back to using carrier pigeons and having everybody with a pigeon roost at the top of their apartment building, I think that that would do a lot. If the landlords of New York sent their notices of eviction through carrier pigeon and to the building, or their rents due notices sort of things to that coop. And then somebody each month was responsible for collecting those messages and distributing them to the other people in the apartment complex. I think that that would do a lot, not only to foster community involvement, but also to give us a new set of skills in our abilities and companionship with the pigeons in our lives. Now, based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
I almost all of it is pretty close. I would say that you mentioned crows, they use tools. Also, pigeons, we use tools as well. Clearly, I am using computer and microphone. I said I'm doing podcast right now.
Right.
So pigeons as well. I agree. I think having pigeons as a part of human communication systems not only beneficial in terms of bringing together human community, but also how fun would that be? It'll be a little bit more magical. You make the world when this bird landed on my windowsill and carries word of my sweet from across town. She is doing well. Hugs and kisses. And you
Absolutely.
tie a note to Birdfoot and send back to her.
Absolutely. I think that one of the primary things that people get frustrated with long distance relationships is the inability to see each other as often as they want. But I think that if we had birds to send messages to one another, there would be an extra layer of whimsiness that would help those long distance relationships last.
Yeah, you could kiss bird on forehead, fly to her, she kiss bird on forehead. That's one step away from kissing each other. Cannot do
Exactly.
that with Instagram. Kiss your phone, and then she kiss her phone. Now you're just two people kiss your own phone. Good job. Look like an asshole.
Exactly. That's the best you could do is kissing the
Kiss
phone.
pigeon. Kiss pigeon instead. My grand pigeon been delivering mail in America for hundreds of years. Is true in the military. My grandfather delivered letters for MacArthur in the Philippines in World War II. It was
Interesting.
very hard for him to deliver mail in the Philippines. You know why?
Why?
His small bird had to carry manila envelopes.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's that those are probably, I would imagine, just the envelopes themselves are fairly heavy.
It is joke. I'm sorry. It's
Oh,
joke
I see.
about
Okay.
manila and Manila
Oh.
in the Philippines.
Okay,
They
that
were
okay.
regular size, bird size letters, but he did carry letters for General MacArthur
Okay, that's
during World War
interesting.
II.
Has that influenced your life as a pigeon? Do you have commemorations of him?
I carry around, he had medal of ship, his tiny bird medal. I keep under my left wing at all times. It like my rosary. I'm not Catholic, but it my
It's a
prayer beads.
commemoration.
Yes.
That's excellent. So you're locally in New York, is that correct?
Yes, my family, I am 200th generation, live in Brighton Beach for since family come here from Poland in the teens, in the 19 teens. Right before the depression.
I see. And that I imagine that probably was pretty hard on your family.
Yes, we get blamed for depression, the
Really?
pigeons.
Why was that?
So many people building all these big, lovely buildings for us to live on. We make lots of babies, get all over buildings. People say, oh, look, all the pigeons, they poop on everything. We're gonna stop buying things in the market crash.
I
But it's
see.
not our fault. They build the buildings.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like the society as a whole was expanding too quickly and they didn't really consider the ramifications of everything. And they just were looking for a scapegoat or a scape pigeon.
Pigeons was symptom, not cause.
Exactly. And so, with your time in Brighton Beach, what does your typical day look like?
I wake up, feed broodkin. I don't know, this pigeon also, pigeon make milk. We have
Whoa.
milk,
I did not know that.
also useful. Yes, we eat your waste, and we turn it into a rich, fat, protein rich, antioxidant rich, nutrient rich. This white lather in our throat sacs, we feed as sugar for our broodkin.
Interesting.
And you could have you if you like try. We all make.
Okay, yeah, I've never personally had pigeon milk myself, but I can imagine that being fairly popular, especially with like the recycling dynamic of it being
Yes.
based around the processing.
Very full circle, kind of cradle to grave style cuisine could be good. Gastro. It already come out like foam. Good on maybe sesame cracker with ahi tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to mask the flavor, because again, we eat predominantly human waste. So the flavor is probably that of human waste.
Right, yeah, so
But it
there's
is
gonna.
very nutritious if you can get past the taste of the human waste.
Right, I think that would be one of the main hindrances in it
Yes.
really catching on. You'd really have to add some sugar and some flavorings. But they can do amazing things with vanilla extract these days, so.
Yes, you get Alton Brown on Food TV say a very umami flavor, and then all asshole buy and say, oh, this is actually very good. I really do like garbage taste because Alton Brown say it umami flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, I can see if you can get Alton Brown on board with anything, I feel like you can sell it. And so what is one of the things that you often try to watch out for when you're out and about in the city?
Cats, almost
Okay.
exclusively cats. Cats, I hate cats. We hate cats. Cats are terrible. Why you have cats? Tell
Personally,
me why.
I don't have cats myself. But yeah, I've heard some horror stories about how cats have treated the bird population around these parts.
It's terrible. They're murderers. Every one of them. Oh, so cute. Oh, so fuzzy. Look, Mr. Mittens face. He saw play with yarn ball on sofa. No. He is Udafi. He is Idi Amin. He is Gaddafi. I'm sorry. I'm not too political. He's war crime man
Right,
in
right.
streets, running around, fists full of knives, teeth full of murder, eyes full of rage. He kill.
Right.
No remorse. He kill
Yeah.
slow. He kill. Put bell on cat if cat go outside. Give heads up. They sneak like shadow snake in dark, in daylight. They know and you cannot see them.
Right. Yeah, they
They see
do.
everything.
Yeah, and they do tend to hide so well and are so stealthy when they want to be. I can imagine that being pretty frightening. One moment you're just on a park bench enjoying some bread or some fine cuisine, and then the next minute your friend is gone because a cat has pounced upon them.
These perfect murder machines, all of them is terrifying. You only escape because you're large enough that it's not a problem.
Right. Yeah, you could get away fast enough. Absolutely. What is a common misconception that you feel that humans have or society as a whole has when it comes to pigeons?
The biggest misconception, pigeons, actually, most birds. Everyone look and say, oh, flying. Oh, so lucky they're flying. Wrong. Flying is terrifying. Every time is
Really?
horror. You're so high above the ground. So high. Every time you fall, what then? You're
Yeah,
dead. You die.
right.
Every time you walk around, I can walk around with these pink feet. They're nothing. Walk around, hop, hop. No, I got to go. I got to get places. They
Right.
can't let me on subway. They don't put me. I cannot take bus, call Uber. I could call Uber. I have cell phone, but they don't accept ride from pigeon.
Right. Yeah.
So I fly and it is terrifying. All birds think it's terrifying. Only bird like flying is a pelican.
Okay.
Pelican likes flying. Everyone else, nope. But we have to, because God gave us little dumb feet and big stupid arms, terror walking on air.
Yeah, I've never had that perspective of how frightening it would be to fly and to be in control and what would happen if you lost control, even for a brief moment.
Every second, all you can think is, what if this stop? What if they stop right now? You thank God they don't stop. You become so dependent on this faith you must have. Every bird very religious. And it's shame. I truly don't believe in my heart, but I have to pretend I believe. Otherwise, what if?
That sounds like a very difficult, ethical, and complex issue that you have to go through on a daily basis.
Every second, every bird has very deep, profound inner monologue. You don't know what's happening. Still waters run deep with
Yeah.
every bird. They say we are dumb. Our DNA is from dinosaurs. We are
100%.
ancient, old walking species. We have magnets in our brain that can tell us where home is from 5,000 miles away. If I dropped you in Siberia, would you be able to find your way back to Brooklyn? I don't.
I think I would have some trouble with that,
Oh, you
definitely.
can rub sticks together, make fire, big deal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a very strong emotional history and health that really supports you in a number of very trying times.
Yes, is why we survive. We persist.
Yes, absolutely. And I really appreciate you joining me today. We're just about out of time. If people wanted to learn more about you or learn more about pigeons, where would you recommend that they go?
Well, you can go to Central Park with breadcrumbs or Union Square. You can go to, there is an open mic on Tuesdays at the Branded Saloon in Brooklyn at 8 o'clock every Tuesday. You can find them on it. Look for Bob Garnett. I
Yes.
believe he maintains that Instagram.
And I believe he's a well-known friend of the birds.
Yes, very good friend of Bird. Bird actually have good friend at that open mic. Like, he just don't remember what friend Instagram handle is. It at that Sam Bourne. He can be found there. Or also, I think he still has a Twitter account that he does not check because he think Elon Musk is a humongous piece of shit that he do not respect and will not use his platform.
Yeah,
He
and I
just
mean,
has
I
not got around to deactivating it.
absolutely, and I think it was really inconsiderate and a demonstration of bird erasure when they changed the logo from that bird
Is
to the
soft.
X. That just demonstrates a complete lack of empathy towards the bird community.
Is more is erasure. You see, you know this. It is Twitter. I mean, let us be honest with ourselves here. It is fucking Twitter. It's not anyone who calls it X is bending the knee to a naked king. It's
Truly.
the dumbest shit. Keep calling it Twitter. I think we should tell CNN, Fox, NBC, just keep calling it Twitter. What's he going to do? Sue you? Fuck him.
Absolutely. I tend to agree. I tend to agree. Well, I can't thank you
Anyway.
enough. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Sorry if all this Elon Musk shit at the end gets your podcast ratioed or something. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I feel like I learned a lot, and I hope my listeners did as well. And yeah, thank you again.
Goodbye.
My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Mattsplaining. Hey, everybody. Before we go today, I wanted to let you know that I have a new solo show, No Bones About It, about my lifelong love of dinosaurs, premiering at the New York City Fringe in April, April 7th, 8th, 17th, and 20th. Both in-person and streaming tickets are available on the Frigid website, frigid.nyc. I hope that you'll be able to check out this wonderful show that includes art from some of my best friends who have been so kind to provide artwork of their favorite fat dinosaurs. You can find out more information on any of my social profiles at MT Stores, MTSTORRS. And I hope that you'll get a chance to see this absolutely delightful show that I have been able to put together. For more information about other shows and other things that I'm up to, feel free to check out my Substack, respectfully yours, Matthew Stores, or check out my link tree. All of these items are linked in the description of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you.